Radio Aspire Youth is brought to you by Achieving for Children Virtual School for Children in Care.
Your Ray ADO.
Welcome to Ray with another exciting show for you today. Presented by
DJ Ray.
DJ Ray.
DJ Ray.
DJ Ray.
Ray.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail, I'm the master of my sea. Oh, ooh, the master of my sea. Oh, ooh. I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
On the ground, everything I need.
figured it out. Everything I need is on the ground. Just drove by your house, so far from you now. But I figured it out. Everything I need is on the ground. Everything I need is on the ground. On the ground. Everything I need is on the ground.
Nah, but they don't hear me though.
On the ground.
Nah, but they don't hear me though.
Everything I need is on the ground.
A broken heart is all that's left. I'm still fixing all the cracks. Lost a couple of pieces when I carried it home. I'm afraid of all I am. My mind feels like a foreign land. Silence ringing inside my head. Please carry me, carry me, carry me home. I've spent all of the love I saved. We were always a losing game. Small town boy in a big arcade. I got addicted to a losing.
Stingray, razor sharp news from the stars.
And now it's time for Stingray, razor sharp news from the stars. This time last year, Boris Johnson first ordered the UK to stay at home. Celebrities including Bonnie Tyler, Vicky Pattinson and Annika Rice are among those who have been taking part in events as part of a National Day of Reflection. Paloma Faith says that she was forced to quit The Voice after one series due to her IVF treatment. She's welcomed her second child after six rounds of the fertility treatment. She told the Radio Times it was making her feel unstable. Rebel Wilson says she was injured while riding her bike around central London after a dog ran across her path. The actress has posted a picture on social media of her foot covered with ice, asking people to keep their dogs on leads. And British director Emerald Fennell has won a Writers Guild Award for Best Original Screenplay for her debut film. She says that picking up the award is an unexpected dream come true, as she picked it up for Promising Young Woman. Sacha Baron Cohen picked up an award for Borat's subsequent movie film.
Stingray.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an English. foolish man. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street, right outside of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean? The Gaelic ink on your arm. Said it was one of my friend's songs. Do you wanna drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar. Then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band. But she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance with my pretty little Galway girl. And then she beat me at pool. And then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As last orders were called was when she stood on the stool. After dancing to Kaylee singing to trad tunes. I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet. Acapella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing on repeat for a week. And in this packed out room swear she was singing to me. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band. But she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. My pretty little Galway girl. Closing time, I was holding her hand was holding mine. Our coats both smell of smoke, whiskey and wine. As we fill up her lungs with the cold air of the night. I walked her home, then she took me inside. Finished some Doritos and another bottle of wine. I swear I'm gonna put you in a song that I write about a Galway girl and a perfect night. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. My pretty little Galway girl. My, 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 my Galway girl.
Fresh new music.
Baby, now and then I think about me now and who I could have been. And then I picture all the perfect that we lived. Till I cut the strings on your tiny violin. Oh, my mind's got a my mind of its own right now. And it makes me hate me. I'll explode like a dynamite if I can't decide, baby.
Forever,
whoa, 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 whoa.
God only knows my head and my heart.
I got places to go. People to see, time is precious. I look at my Cartier out of control. Just like my mind, where I'm going. The women, the shorties, know nothing but clothes. No stopping at my Pirelli's on. Unlike my jewelry, that's always on. I know the storm is coming. My pockets keep telling me it's gonna shower. Call up my homies, it's on. And pop in the night, cause it's meant to be ours. We keep a fadeaway shot, cause we ballin'. It's platinum Patron every hour. Look, mama, I owe you just like the flowers. Girl, you the truth with all that goodie power. Like a number one fan. Don't open my mouth, let her talk to my fans. My Benjamin Franklin's. A couple of grands, I got rubber bands. My paper planes making a dance. Get dirty, I'm like, that's part of my. We building castles that's made out of. She's amazing, I'm fire blazing. Hotter than Cajun, girl, won't you move a little closer. Time to get paid, it's maximum wage. That body belong on a poster. I'm in the days, that bottom is waving at me like, damn it, I know you. You run the show like a gun out of holster. Tell me whatever and I'll be your chauffeur.
In a row, real slow, Radio Aspire Youth.
Ah, yeah. You fix your makeup just so. Guess you don't know that you're beautiful. Try on every dress that you own. You were fine in my eyes a half hour ago. And if your mirror won't make it any clearer, I'll be the one to let you staring. Tell all of these boys they're wasting their time. Stop standing in line, cause you're all mine. And this evening I won't let the feeling die. I never want to leave your side. Out of all of the girls, you're my one and
Ain't nobody in the world but you. And
sometimes I'm beaten, sometimes I'm broke, 'cause sometimes this city is nothing but smoke. Is there a secret? Is there a code? Can we make it better? 'Cause I'm losing the hope. Tell me how to be in this world. Tell me how to breathe in and feel no hurt. Tell me how, 'cause I believe in something. I believe in us. After the wreckage, after the dust, I still hear the howl, I still feel the rush. Over the rise, above all the noise, through all the world, I still hear your voice. Tell me how, 'cause I believe in something.
For a day, I'd roll out of bed in the morning and throw on what I wanted and go. Drink beer with the guys and chase after girls. I kick it with who I wanted, and I never get confronted for it, 'cause they stick up for me. If I were myself first. and make the rules as I go. Cause I know that she'd be faithful, waiting for me to come home, to come home. If I were a boy, I think I could understand, oh, how it feels to love a girl. I swear I'd be a better man. I listen to her. Just a boy, you don't understand.
And you don't understand.
Oh, it feels to love a girl someday. You wish you were a better man. You don't listen to you're just a boy.
Hey, hey, hey. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ex invited. So gone and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pad, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent some beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Julio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
You say it's us.
Say it's us.
And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Gold jewelry. Shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on us.
Lucky for you. That's what I like, that's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like, that's what I like.
the latest news.
The UK held a minute's silence to remember those who have died due to COVID-19, a year on from when lockdown was first declared. Both Houses of Parliament paused at midday on Tuesday. A trial in the US of the Oxford coronavirus vaccine says it's safe and highly effective. It's been proved to be 100% effective against severe symptoms of the disease. More than £500,000 raised in memory of Sarah Everard will go to women's charities. The vigils were planned across the country, but needed to be cancelled due to lockdown measures. The Lion King is hoping to roar again in the West End by the end of June. In England, theatres have been told that on June the 21st they can reopen without social distancing. And a 10-year-old girl is responsible for a big change at Waitrose. The supermarket is crediting her campaign for its decision to no longer sell magazines that sell plastic toys. So don't let anybody tell you that your voice doesn't matter. And that was the news.
The latest news. Coming later in the show, your bedtime story.
I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you, cause I'm needing a little bit of love, a little bit of love, a little bit of love. Lately I've been counting stars, and I'm sorry that I broke your heart. It's something that I didn't want for you, but I'm stepping on broken glass, and I know this is my final choice. All I'm trying to do is find my path to you. I got voices in my head, and there's a deafening silence. I got voices in my head, and I can't lie. I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you, cause I've needed a little bit of love. Just like the air I'm breathing, these open wounds ain't healing. Try to find my way back to you, cause I need it. A little bit of love, a little bit of love, a little bit of love, a little bit of love. Lately I've been waking up in a dreamy state, calling your name. Stayed up too late, just thinking of you.
I tried a million times to call.
said that I will love you endlessly. If you'd only believe me, don't you think like that? I will love you endlessly. If you'd only believe me, don't you think like that? I will love you endlessly. Don't you think like that? I will love you endlessly. If you'd only believe in me, don't you feel like that? If you don't believe in me, don't you think like that? I will love you endlessly. If you only believe me, don't you think like that? I will love you endlessly. Don't you think like that?
Take a minute, girl. Take a minute, girl. Come to follow the beat along. And your face, I can see.
can I please talk to you for a minute?
Is it hard to say?
Can I please talk to you for a minute?
Coming later in the show, your bedtime story.
Maybe you don't like talking too much about yourself, but you should have told me that you were thinking about someone else. You're drunk at a party, or maybe it's just that your car broke down. Your phone's been off for a couple months, you're calling me now. I know you like this. When things don't go your way, you needed me to fix it. And like me, I did. But I've been out of every reason. Now suddenly you're asking for it back. Could you tell me where'd you get the nerve? Yeah, you could say you miss all that we had. But I don't really care how bad it hurts when you broke me first. Heard that you moved on quicker than I could have ever, you know that hurt. Swear for a while I was there on my phone just to see your name. But now that it's there, I don't really know what to say. I know you like this. When things don't go your way, you needed me to fix it. And like me, I did. But I've been out of every reason. Now suddenly you're asking for. Yeah, you could say you miss all that we had. But I don't really care how bad it hurts when you broke me first. You broke me first. What did you think would happen? What did you think would happen? I'll never let you have it. What did you think would happen? You could say you miss all that we had. But I don't really care how bad it hurts when you broke me first. You broke me first. You broke me first.
For sleepy listeners, young and old, we have a tale that must be told, of knights and princesses, fame and glory, Radio Aspire Youth's bedtime story.
Welcome back to our read-through of The Wizard of Oz by Frank L. Baum. This time it's Chapter 6, and we will meet the Cowardly Lion. All this time, Dorothy and her companions have been walking through the thick woods. The road was still paved with yellow brick, but these were much covered by dried branches and dead leaves from the trees, and walking was not at all good. There were few birds in this part of the forest, for birds love the open country where there is plenty of sunshine. But now and then there came a deep growl from some wild animal hidden among the trees. These sounds made the little girl's heart beat fast, for she did not know what made them. But Toto knew, and he walked close to Dorothy's side, and did not even bark in return. "How long will it be," the child asked of the Tin Woodman, "before we are out of the forest?" "I cannot tell," was the answer, "for I have never been to the Emerald City, but my father went there once when I was a boy, and he said it was a long journey through a dangerous country, although nearer to the city where Oz dwells, the country is more beautiful. But I am not afraid so long as I have my oil can. Nothing can hurt the Scarecrow, while you bear upon your forehead the mark of the Good Witch's kiss, that will protect you from harm. But Toto, said the girl anxiously, what will protect him? We must protect him ourselves if he is in danger, replied the Tin Woodman. Just as he spoke, there came from the forest a terrible roar, and the next moment a great lion bounded into the road. With one blow of his paw, he sent the Scarecrow spinning over and over to the edge of the road, and then he struck at the Tin Woodman with his sharp claws. But to the lion's surprise, he could make no impression on the tin, although the woodman fell over in the road and lay still. Little Toto, now that he had an enemy to face, ran barking towards the lion, and the great beast had opened his mouth to bite the dog, when Dorothy, fearing Toto would be killed and heedless of danger, rushed forward and slapped the lion upon his nose as he cried out, "Don't you dare to bite Toto! You ought to be ashamed of yourself, a big beast like you, to bite a poor little dog!"
"I didn't bite him," said the lion as he rubbed his nose with his paw where Dorothy had hit it.
"No, but you tried to," she retorted. "You are nothing but a big coward."
"I know it," said the lion, hanging his head in shame. "I've always known it. But how can I help it?"
"I don't know, I'm sure, to think of your striking a stuffed man like the poor Scarecrow."
"Is he stuffed?"
asked the lion in surprise, as he watched her pick up the Scarecrow and set him upon his feet, while she patted him into shape again. "Of course he's stuffed," replied Dorothy, who was still angry.
"That's why he went over so easily," remarked the lion. "It astonished me to see him whirl around so. Is the other one stuffed also?"
"No," said Dorothy. "He's made of tin." And she helped the woodman up again.
"That's why he nearly blunted my claws," said the lion. "When they scratched against the tin, it made a cold shiver run down my back. And what is that little animal you are so tender of?"
"He is my dog, Toto," answered Dorothy.
"Is he made of tin or stuffed?" asked the lion.
"Neither. He's a neat dog," said the girl.
"Oh, he's a curious animal. It seems remarkably small now that I look at him. No one would think of biting such a little thing, except a coward like me," continued the lion sadly.
"What makes you a coward?" asked Dorothy, looking at the great beast in wonder, for he was as big as a small horse.
"It's a mystery," replied the lion. "I suppose I was born that way. All the other animals in the forest naturally expect me to be brave, for the lion is everywhere thought to be the king of beasts. I learned that if I roared very loudly, every living thing was frightened and got out of my way. Whenever I've met a man, I've been awfully scared, but I just roared at him, and he has always run away as fast as he could go. The elephants and the tigers and the bears had ever tried to fight me. I should have run myself. I'm such a coward. But just as soon as they hear me roar, they all try to get away from me. Of course I'm the thing."
"But that isn't right. The king of beasts shouldn't be a coward," said the Scarecrow.
"I know it,"
returned the lion, wiping a tear from his eye with the tip of his tail.
"It is my great sorrow. It makes my life very unhappy. But whenever there is danger, my heart begins to beat fast."
"Perhaps you have heart disease," said the Tin Woodman.
"It may be,"
said the lion. "If you have," continued the Tin Woodman, "you ought to be glad, for it proves you have a heart. For my part, I have no heart, so I cannot have heart disease."
"Perhaps," said the lion thoughtfully, "if I had no heart, I should not be a coward."
"Have you brains?" asked the Scarecrow.
I suppose so. I've never looked to see," replied the lion.
"I'm going to the Great Oz to ask him to give me some," remarked the Scarecrow, "for my head is stuffed with straw."
"And I'm going to ask him to give me a heart," said the woodman.
"And I'm going to ask him to send Toto and me back to Kansas," added Dorothy.
"Do you think Oz could give me courage?" asked the cowardly lion.
"Just as easily as he could give me brains," said the Scarecrow.
"Or give me a heart," said the Tin Woodman.
"Or send me back to Kansas," said Dorothy.
"If you don't mind, I'll go with you," said the lion, "for my life is simply unbearable without a bit of courage."
"You'd be very welcome," answered Dorothy, "for you will help to keep away the other wild beasts. It seems to me they must be more cowardly than you if they allow you to scare them so easily.
They really are, said the lion. That doesn't make me any braver.
So once more the little company set off upon the journey, the lion walking with stately strides at Dorothy's side. Toto did not approve this new comrade at first, for he could not forget how nearly he had been crushed between the lion's great jaws, but after a time he became more at ease, and presently Toto and the cowardly lion had grown to be good friends. During the rest of that day, there was no other adventure to mar the peace of their journey. Once, indeed, the Tin Woodman stepped upon a beetle that was crawling along the road and killed the poor little thing. This made the Tin Woodman very unhappy, for he was always very careful not to hurt any living creature, and as he walked along, he wept several tears of sorrow and regret. These tears ran slowly down his face and over the hinges of his jaw, and there they rusted. When Dorothy presently asked him a question, the Tin Woodman could not open his mouth, for his jaws were tightly rusted together. He became greatly frightened at this and made many motions to Dorothy to relieve him, but she could not understand. The lion was also puzzled to know what was wrong, but the scarecrow seized the oil can from Dorothy's basket and oiled the woodman's jaws, so that after a few moments he could talk as well as before. "That will serve me a lesson," said he, "to look where I step, for if I should kill another bug or beetle, I should surely cry again, and crying rust my jaws so that I cannot speak." Thereafter he walked very carefully with his eyes on the road, and when he saw a tiny ant toiling by, he would step over it so as not to harm it. The Tin Woodman knew very well he had no heart, and therefore he took great care never to be cruel or unkind to anything. "You people with hearts," he said, "have something to guide you, and you can never do wrong. But I have no heart, and so I must be very careful. When Oz gives me a heart, of course I needn't mind so much." Well, that completes our little troop, doesn't it? We shall see you next week for the next part.
That's all for today's show. We hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to everyone who helped us, but most of all, to you for listening.
Radio Aspire Youth is brought to you by Achieving for Children Virtual School for Children in Care.